The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Most of us have been asking for a more data-driven strategy, and we used to have this open dialogue in the medical profession, but now it's turned into a sort of modern-day McCarthyism.
We have the highest ethical standards of any administration in history.
They can't really report about the Joe Biden administration, because if they did it honestly, they'd be reporting pretty much a scandal every day.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
It's kind of a bizarre day here in New York City. It's primary day, and the conventional wisdom is that whoever wins the Democrat primary today will become the next mayor of New York City, because the Republican in a city like New York doesn't really stand a chance, although I don't understand that thinking necessarily. I mean, you know, you had Rudy Giuliani as mayor, and New York had one of the most successful runs in its history under Giuliani's leadership. You'd think even New Yorkers could put two and two together and come up with four. Might be good to have a law and order Republican as the mayor in a city that seems to be falling apart in many ways. I saw my first incident the other day on the subway. Some creep pelting a young woman with a cup of liquid, just drenched her, hit her hard as the doors were closing. Incidentally, I told you about this story yesterday, and some dope texted me, "Why didn't you help the woman?" The guy was standing out on the platform. She was inside the subway. He threw the drink at her. I posted pictures of it. We've got some probably, Pevs, from yesterday at MikeOnline.com, if you watch the video stream of the show as you listen to us here on this great station. There was nothing anybody could do because the doors closed and the subway train pulled off. He threw it at her. He was outside. She was inside. What'd you want us to do? Give her CPR? She was just drenched with some liquid. Everybody was just kind of looking. And one of the strap hangers gave her some handy wipes to help her out a little bit. It was a scary moment. Everybody just kind of was quiet. Everybody averted their glance. You don't want to make eye contact. It was, what's happening in the streets of America is stunningly horrific. How about the young couple in Chicago pulled out of their car by this monstrous assailant who just assassinated these two people? She's fighting for her life with a bullet in her neck. The young husband shot in the head and in the hip. He's dead. He was killed. Beloved family members. And it's a horrifying video. Another video in New York, a guy starts firing on another guy who uses two little kids as a shield. And what is the president doing about it? What's President Biden saying about it? Well, Jen Psaki was asked about it. Nothing to see here. The rising crime, she said, has really been a years-long phenomenon. It's just not in the last year under the Biden administration. It's not really under the warped leadership of Democrat mayors and governors. No. This predates Joe Biden, she said.
But really,
let's go to the beginning again,
months,
so we hear the whole thing.
So
cut one.
It's an opportunity for
Jen Psaki.
There's been actually a rise in crime over the last 5 years, but really the last 18 months. And so it's an opportunity for the president to speak to what he's going to do to help address that. And as we've seen around the country, it is a concern of many Americans, Republicans, but also Democrats, too, not necessarily through a partisan lens. It was something that President felt it was appropriate to speak to and tell the American people what he's doing to help address.
Would he be approaching this a little differently than he did perhaps in 94 when there was another crime wave that Democrats responded to? Can you talk to how his approach might change?
Well, I'm not going to get ahead of his comments or remarks later this week, but it is an area where the president feels a great deal of the crime we're seeing as a result of gun violence. You can expect he'll speak to that and his commitment to continuing to address gun violence and gun safety in the country.
This is very exciting. You see, Biden has a plan. He's going to announce it tomorrow. I'm going to wait with bated breath. Joe Biden is going to figure out how to solve the problem in America. I have a hunch it'll have something to do with white supremacists. I believe it's definitely going to be gun violence because those guns are just hopping up off the shelves and firing away. It's the guns. The guns are the problem and white supremacy. I got to play for you a portion of Tucker Carlson's monologue last night. Continues to be one of the boldest, bravest guys on TV. And last night, he did a great riff on how the left and the machine keeps, and the Biden administration keeps complaining about white supremacy, but doesn't really say what it is. And that's because if forced to answer, they'd say white supremacy means being a Trump supporter. If you support Donald Trump, you're a white supremacist. We'll play some of that great monologue from Tucker Carlson coming up. First, though, let's welcome you in. It is Tuesday, June the 22nd. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios for another episode of the Mike Gallagher Show. Will law and order be the thing that does the Democrats in finally once and for all, where we take back the House, take back the Senate, take back the White House, take back our cities, take back our states? Are enough Americans stupid enough to keep voting for Democrats whose policies are clearly leading to the destruction of American cities with the rampant crime we're seeing in the streets of America? Will voters wise up? 1-800-655-MIKE. We have an open phone line. Again, back to New York City. The guy that seems the least crazy of the crazy field of Democrat candidates is a guy named Eric Adams. He's a former borough president. He's a 22-year veteran of the NYPD. And the New York Post even endorses Eric Adams. Vote to save New York. They say the choice is clear. The next mayor needs to be Eric Adams, a former cop, to deal with the skyrocketing crime in New York. And it's a good place to start our conversation. Will the crime problem that is absolutely a direct result of failed Democrat leadership be enough to turn our country around as voters respond? New York is going to be the canary in the coal mine. If Eric Adams wins today, that might be a good sign. 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. I hope you join us.
Want to support the Mike Gallagher Show? Be sure to patronize our great advertisers.
With the manager, mister, told me I got what it takes. She said I'll turn you on, son, into something strong. Play the song with the funky break.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Hi, Mike. Guns are responsible for rising crime, just like pencils are responsible for kids failing tests.
Whether the cops are defunded or not, in a way, what difference does it make when we've taken away their right to enforce the law? In New York City, if a policeman even touches the neck area of a suspect, he can go to jail.
Correct. And can be held personally liable. That's the other thing. Accountability. We have to... You want accountability? They took Derek Chauvin and they're putting him under the jail. Derek Chauvin will never see the light of day over what he did with George Floyd. There has been accountability. This is not accountability. This is what the left thinks about the police. Listen to Brittany Packnett Cunningham blaming the police for the rise in crime. Cut 11 this week on MSNBC.
So this rising crime is not the fault of the movement. It's actually the fault of the police. And this has been our point all along. Why should we keep funding systems and institutions that keep rendering themselves ineffective? We should be talking about gun control, livable wages, fair housing, education. That's where we should be moving the money to ensure truly safe streets.
Yeah, it'll get a lot safer if we just give people a livable wage because, you know, you know how those people are. If they don't get a livable wage, they drag people out of their cars and they put a bullet in their head. Just give them a livable wage. They're just trying to steal bread for their babies. They're just a bunch of Jean Valjeans stealing a loaf of bread. They're honorable. They're noble. You know that guy that was shooting at that other guy that was using the little two kids as a shield? He was just looking for some Cheerios to feed his hungry family. It's all it's about. The evil Republicans, you? What's wrong with you? You're not giving people a living wage. And we got to give free pre-K or whatever. Let's give affordable pre-K coverage. Free health care, free college tuition. And that'll keep people from rioting. Don't you know? Unbelievable. Will, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show, 22 past the hour. Hi, Will.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Mike, I'm blessed, man. First and foremost, let me just give you this little disclaimer here, because I'm really a nobody, man. I'm not a...
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
Well, okay. Okay.
You're right. You're now, right now, just right now, millions of people are going to listen to your every word and hang on to everything you have to say. You're a somebody, Will.
Wow. That's okay.
Don't be nervous.
Objection.
You go ahead. So make a count. We're waiting for you.
All right. First and foremost, I'm not a politico or a pundit or whatever. Sure. I'm just someone that likes to listen to Mark Davis here in Dallas, Fort Worth area.
Gotcha.
And this is actually kind of out of date because this happened like 2 or 3 days ago. But I noticed myself personally that when they were showing Biden directing a pen that he had just signed the bill, the Opal bill or whatever it was, declaring Juneteenth a federal holiday, he didn't get the pen 3 inches away from his chest before one of his handlers grabbed his hand and directed his hand toward, you know what I'm saying?
I do.
I mean, does this just screams incompetence.
You're not allowed to talk about it, though. I mean, he's standing in a room saying, I got my list of reporters here that they gave me that I'm supposed to call on. You know, I mean, everybody can see the condition he's in and how he seems to be lost at sea. But you're not allowed to talk about that. Not allowed to talk about that. Mike, you're up. Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Good, thanks. Appreciate your call. What's on your mind?
Well, I keep hearing conservative talk show hosts, even people on TV, talking about elections like they're going to continue to go on as normal after 2020. But I don't see any possible way this machine that's already spun up for voter fraud is going to suddenly back down or allow another Republican to ever be elected anywhere.
You know, I always wonder if a caller like you, if you're a troll that's trying to discourage people from voting. I'm starting to think, because I've heard there's actually another caller like you on hold, and I think you're part of an orchestrated effort to suppress votes. Because
I can absolutely tell you I'm not.
Well, your position is patently absurd. Let's deal with this and let's get it on the table because I'm glad you brought it up. If we flood the ballot box, if we flood the polling places, if we win in a landslide or show up in a landslide at least, or you know what I mean? Guess what? We'll win, Mike. There's nothing they can do.
We didn't show up in a landslide for Trump?
No. We didn't show up in a landslide across the board in a way that could have kept them from being able to pull the shenanigans they pulled in 2020. I'll grant you all kinds of funky, weird stuff happened in 2020. It was a year where people were staying home. It was an election where people were afraid to leave their house. We know how they manipulated COVID to change election laws. I give you all of that. So what's your solution, Mike? Stay home?
No, certainly not.
Well, what's your solution?
I don't have one. I was hoping to get some education.
I'm going to give you some education. You better move mountains to make armies of people vote. That's how we win. That's how we won.
I voted and got a letter saying that my vote wasn't counted.
Do you know how many Republicans won in 2020, Mike? Do you know how close we... I mean, first of all, Republicans won up and down the ballot. We all know that. We're never going to know what really happened with the presidential outcome of 2020. We're just never going to know. But when you call a radio show and you say, well, they're going to keep cheating and it's never going to be right again, that's goofy, Mike. I don't even understand your mindset. I always try to put myself in the shoes of somebody else. And you and I are probably a couple of like-minded Americans. Why would you discourage people from voting in 2022?
Well, that's a good question. I didn't see it that way.
Okay, we'll try to. So, you got to try to.
I mean, my mind on that. Good.
Well, that makes me feel better because honest, and I appreciate you being open-minded enough to at least hear me out because I'm frustrated, sure. And I'm as frustrated as you are. Don't get me wrong, Mike. I'm with you. We know with millions of mail-in ballots and opposition to voter ID laws, we know the shenanigans that took place. Don't say, well, so it's never going to get fixed again, so we shouldn't vote. That's not an option. Failure isn't an option, Mike. If it isn't close, they can't cheat. Thanks, Mike, for hearing me out. 1-800-655-MIKE.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
800% increase in crime, in homicides in Portland. 144% increase in L.A. These are real people dying. This isn't a joke. It's not a talking point. These are real body bags in the real world because really stupid people are making really dumb decisions.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
I really, really appreciate this last caller's willingness to listen to my frustration over his call. That, you know, we're so frustrated about the outcome of the presidential election that we're never going to know if it's ever going to work again and casting doubt on any. We are so close. And what frustrates me, and I am frustrated, I admit it. And I'm sorry if it felt like I took his head off. I didn't mean to. And he sounded like a great guy. And I know, I hear his voice. I do. I hear what people are saying about worrying about election integrity. And Republicans I speak to on Capitol Hill are putting election integrity front and center. But it is enormously frustrating to me to know that we do have the solution to the destructiveness of the Democrat policies. And some people seem reluctant to embark on that. But let me just get a lot of calls in here. I want to get a lot of reactions. A lot of people are texting. A lot of people reacting to my exchange. What was his name? His name was Tim, wasn't it, the last caller? Let's get John in here. Hey, John, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Mike.
Good. What's up?
Every time your listeners call in and try to point out this massive voter fraud machine that's ramping up for the next election, you want to call us trolls or something. We are not trolls. We are living out here in the real world, Mike. Yep. We see that our one, the one little power we have, which is our vote,
right,
is being taken away from us. That
right.
is the only power us working people have.
Right. So let's be productive. Let's be proactive. And again, as I said, I'm frustrated at a caller who suggests, who tries to discourage people from voting. That's what I feel like it does. Let's get to some facts. There are Republicans that stayed home in November, or in January, rather, in Georgia, right? I know that. I've been to Georgia. I've spoken to Republicans. There were Republicans who stayed home, and as a result, now we're stuck with a 50-50 Senate over a Senate race that should have been easily won by the two Republicans, and now you got screwballs like Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff as U.S. Senators that have the Senate all tied up. And you know what, John? People stayed home because of this question of election integrity. All, what I'm trying to say is, John, you can't stay home.
I agree with you 100%.
All right.
We all have to get out there and vote. We have to get a friend. We have to get five of our friends out there.
Of your friends, 20 of your friends, and that's all I'm saying. But I'm not disagreeing with you about concerns about election fraud. I'm not disagreeing with you about questions about the election integrity. But to me, we're disagreeing about what the answer is because it sounds to me like the last caller, not you so much, but the caller before, the suggestion is let's stay home. Let's not vote. We can't trust the system again, so why trust it? So why vote? And we can't afford that, John.
You're exactly right. We have to fight every single day for the rest of our life if we're going to keep our country the way
we got to all become activists. We got to do what the loony left does, only from a common sense perspective and a normal perspective. We got to all move mountains to vote. And there are things we're never going to know. We're never going to know what happened in the presidential race of 2020. I think I know. I think you think you know. We don't know for sure. We got a pretty good idea. I mean, COVID, stupid election changes, mail-in ballots, drop boxes. I'm with you, John. I know that. But when people suggest you can't vote again because we can't trust the system, that's when I lose my mind. You know what I mean?
Right. I agree. I agree 100%. I just wish we had more power somehow. We always seem like we're always on the defensive.
I know.
And we always seem to lose.
I know. And we can't. We got to stop it. And that's why we got to move mountains. We got to build armies of voters in a way that this country has never seen. Because you're right. And listen, again, for the third time, I apologize if I was a little rough on that guy. I didn't mean to be. He's not a troll. You're not a troll. But incidentally, there are trolls, too. We found out. We were able to track somebody down who called from Atlanta, a guy who pretended to be a Republican Trump supporter who called and said, you can never vote again because we can't trust it. We did a little bit of detective work. The guy was a liberal activist from Atlanta who calls radio shows and pretends to be a Republican in order to discourage people from voting. So there's a lot of shenanigans that are going on, John, not from you, not from our side, but from the left. And that's what I'm very sensitive to, and that's why I get so frustrated. But thanks for hearing me out too, John. I appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
22 before the hour, 800-655-MIKE. Walter, you're up. How you doing, Walter?
Mike.
Hi.
I'm great. I'm surprised I get in, but let me get right to it.
Yes, sir.
I was frustrated with you at first, the way you yelled at that caller. But you know what? I understand your frustration. But I tell you what, I'm a black Bible clinging right wing, and that guy has a real good point. And you know what? I'm thankful. I was going to say something a little bit more harder, but I don't have to do it now.
Well, listen, millions of us have a right to be suspicious of what happened in 2020, and you'll never hear me doubt that. I don't doubt it, Walter. I'm with you. I really am. But I think what we have to be sure we establish is don't even think about staying home or not participating in the 2020. They have a sliver of a lead right now, Walter. We got a 50-50 tie in the Senate. They got a 5-vote majority in the House. That's nothing. We can turn this around, but we gotta flood the polls. We gotta flood the ballot boxes. We have to.
We gotta do it. We gotta get rid of those machines. I tell you what, I definitely do my homework in
Australia. Yes, sir. Well, thanks for not being so hard on me, Walter.
And
We broke up. That's too bad. All right. Thanks for calling. 800-655-MIKE. Robert, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hi, Robert. How you doing?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Appreciate your call.
I agree with you 100%. We cannot stop. We have to keep going and voting and doing everything else. But I disagree with you on not being able to figure out what happened, because I think we can. And I think people are getting to the bottom of it. There are audits going on.
Well, I hope so.
There's a lot of things going on that I can't believe the mainstream media is not picking up and running with.
Well, they have an agenda. You know that. You know the answer to that question. They don't. They want you to think that everything went perfectly in 2020.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But I think, and I don't think it was just 2020. And I think we all agree that things have been happening for a long time.
But when COVID hit, it was my worst nightmare, because I thought, oh no, this is going to be the perfect storm, because people were afraid to leave their house. The media ramped up the fear. We all know what happened. And then all these election things got overturned under the guise of COVID. And you and we all know it, Robert. But to prove it, boy, and listen, God bless people who are trying, and maybe they will. Maybe we're going to hear it enough.
There is a lot of personal lawsuits happening in a lot of states that are not being talked about. And I think it really needs to be talked about, because I think we can get to the bottom of it, and I think we need to
hope. I hope so. I'd love to be as optimistic as you are, and listen, I'd love to be wrong. I just don't believe we're ever going to know. I don't believe we're, and it was the weirdest mixture of Republicans winning up and down ballot that weren't expected. None of the Republicans who won were expected to win, and of course, we have the outcome that we're stuck with Grandpa Joe, who barely knows what day it is. Appreciate it. Thanks for a little bit of grace with me and my frustration. We just have got to be part of an army of voters as we see the crime. And listen, New York is an important test. Coming up, I'm going to chat with Seth Baron, managing editor of The American Mind, a great, great, smart guy who's talking about the New York primary today and the progressive agenda and how it's got to be defeated. That and more all coming up here on The Mike Gallagher Show.
Celebrating Mike Gallagher's 23 years of radio coast to coast, we're so grateful for your support over the years. And the best is yet to come.
Lots of great text messages, too. Here's one that makes a lot of sense from Florida. Mike, be sure to tell your listeners, sign up to be poll watchers and volunteer Republican precincts. Go all over the country and become activists, please. Thank you. Great advice. I can't live if living is without you. I can't live. I can't give anymore. I can't live.
Mike Gallagher.
It's a big day in New York City. It's primary day, and a lot of the conventional wisdom is that the Democrat winner of this Democrat primary will be the next mayor of New York. Now, listen, in my world, I'd love to see Mayor Curtis Sliwa, one of the Republican candidates for mayor. We'd see a return to the Rudy Giuliani halcyon days that New York desperately needs. But had a chance to visit with Seth Baron. He's managing editor of The American Mind. He's a writer, he's an author, and he wrote an article about how crazy and radical some of the mayoral candidates in New York City really are. One of them, Maya Wiley, who's been embraced by AOC, she could win. Here's my conversation with Seth. Maya Wiley, she's kind of in her own league, in her own category of pretty radical herself, is she not?
Oh, absolutely. Maya Wiley is kind of like a princess of the left. Her father was George Wiley, the founder of the National Welfare Rights League, which in the 60s was set up basically to organize welfare recipients as a political force. Her entire career has been spent under the aegis of George Soros. He has sponsored all of her various jobs. He set her up in her own nonprofit. Her husband is also a George Soros preacher. She served as Mayor de Blasio's personal counsel and helped him devise the a dodge to keep his consultants from having to divulge their emails in Freedom of Information requests. Yes, she's a hard left radical who, you know, basically, yeah, I mean, I think destabilizing society is pretty accurate.
I mean, destabilizing society seems to be the agenda, which is wild. I mean, I don't know that I'd ever really go down that path, but I don't know what else to make of this. And to be clear, for people outside of New York, I want to make sure people know why Maya Wiley is an important figure. She's been endorsed by a very popular and powerful Democrat, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, correct?
Yes, that's right. She has a progressive, so-called progressive politicians and supporters have basically coalesced their support around her. She's now she occupies that lane. This is a hardcore anti-police, anti-incarceration, you know, basically pro-criminal, pro-illegal alien, doctrine that's spreading, you know, across the country and destroying cities.
I mean, we're watching the destruction of cities unfold before our eyes. And I saw the, I told you about the video of this 82-year-old man knocked to the ground by a criminal in a bodega. But I also saw a big community meeting from residents who live right on or near Washington Square Park. There is such turmoil every night and violence because the creeps that are inhabiting Washington Square Park don't want to leave and obey the curfew that the city put together. And, of course, the city then backed off from the curfew because, well, they don't want to leave and they're hurting our cops. Seth, what in the world is going on?
Well, regarding the 82-year-old man, I think that was probably a question of Kane Equity.
Yeah.
Probably
the guy. Peaceful protest.
Yeah, he didn't have a cane and he wanted his cane, so why shouldn't he share?
But now wait a minute. You joke about that, but Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has literally described the people clearing shelves from these bodegas and Walgreens. They closed down 17 Walgreens in San Francisco because of all the shoplifters and the criminals that are stealing them blind. And she said these are women trying to feed their babies food.
That's right. She said the same thing about the shootings in New York City. She said this is what happens when people need bread. Except the shootings in New York City are all gang-related beefs. There's no evidence that any of them are driven by poverty or need. It's just people, you know, squabbling over turf or insults or social media disses. It has nothing to do with, there's basically no economic cause.
I went on, we had a great conversation. If you missed any of the interview, you want to hear the entire chat that I had with Seth Baron, managing editor of The American Mind. It should give you a lot of insight on the New York primary today. Download the Mike Gallagher Show podcast. You'll find exclusive content like interviews like that one, real long form, where we were able to delve into a whole lot of aspects of the radical candidates on the left. You could subscribe to the Mike Gallagher Backstage Pass. You could also hear my daily conversation with the great Mark Davis called the M&M Experience. Find all of this, all of these links to the podcast available at MikeOnline.com. And download our podcast episodes wherever you get podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Google, all of it. And we've had great response in the last 6 months or so. So go to MikeOnline.com for your guide for all of our podcasts. If you missed any part of today's show, you want to have the show at your fingertips 24/7, just go to MikeOnline.com to download the podcast. And I really do mean it when I talk about becoming part of an army. And portions of our show are brought to you in part by Job Creators Network. The war against small business owners is well at hand. It's underway. But there is an organization that's fighting back against the Biden administration's efforts to harm small business owners in America. It's called Job Creators Network, and Job Creators Network continues to look for some great people to join their small business advocacy and advisor program. They'll train you. They'll help you with op-eds. In other words, they're going to help turn you into the warrior you need to be on behalf of your business. Maybe it's your family business. Maybe you just want to support small businesses. If you want to join the fight, go to joinjcn.com. Learn all about Job Creators Network. They're looking for great people to join their growing army of small business teachers and advocates. Go to joinjcn.com. They need you. America needs you. Joinjcn.com. And listen, every single day I'm going to come up with ways, and we're going to figure out ways that we can be all become activists and warriors for this country that we love. We deserve better than we're getting from the leadership we got right now. Thanks to another job well done to the team, to Eric and Sean and Derek and Pavlina and Tracy. Thank you for joining us. Have a great Tuesday. Be safe and keep fighting the good fight. I'm Mike Gallagher. God bless America.